Goodyear, more driven.
Great show planned. Take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to talk Iowa women's basketball with Lisa Bluder. Also, KJ Pilcher to join us to talk high school and college wrestling. That and a whole lot more coming up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. From our studios here on the southwest side, we welcome you in at 3:04. It's Gym Class for Tuesday, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. Locally owned and operated, when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Be careful out there on the highways and byways this afternoon, as could see a little bit of precip turning into some freezing precipitation. Could see that starting. You made your way over here, Mark. Good afternoon. Give us a little bit of a road report.
Good afternoon. I don't travel a great distance to get to the studio, but I will tell you that the side streets were passable. Not perfect by any means. Main roads, Wilson Avenue, 6th Street. Not really much of a problem right now, as those are very well traveled. But stay tuned as we get more precipitation. And as you know, Scott, another round of postponements.
Yep. Pretty much everything is postponed for tonight. Our two games scheduled, the Regina West Branch doubleheader, that has been postponed. They, I believe, are going to play that tomorrow night. That will be down in West Branch. They'll get that going again. And then our Xavier Prairie boys game tonight has been postponed for this evening. And last week of the girls' regular season, and we're losing a lot of games tonight. For example, Washington City High, probably one of the games to determine a division championship, that's canceled, will not be played. There's just not a date left or a venue left. It's not only dates, but it's also venues, it's referees, it's everything. It's volunteers, it's workers, it's everything that is out there. So girls ran out of dates. That's all there is to it. You can't shoehorn it in. We had a Sunday game last week. We had several Wednesday games coming up tomorrow. So, hey, it is what it is in the state of Iowa, I guess.
It's been an unfortunate winter for high school and college, I guess, athletes.
Yeah,
and
Iowa had one canceled, or postponed at least.
I prepared a sports view for tomorrow afternoon, airing in the 1 o'clock hour on this very subject. I don't want to let too much of the cat out of the bag, but in terms of my opinion on things. But you know, the real losers are the athletes in my mind, because that career is so short, and to lose competitions is not much fun.
No. 319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. That's your phone line as well at 319-366-1600. We're going to talk with KJ Pilcher about this in about 25 minutes or so. Austin DeSanto has been suspended by the University of Iowa for one match. That after his latest round of post-match antics, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And that over in Lincoln against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He will not wrestle. We'll talk about this with Mark. We'll talk about it with KJ. But that will be his suspension will be served on Friday night, when Iowa takes on Maryland at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. He sent out the statement. Iowa sent out the statement. DeSanto says he agrees with everything. He apologizes for it. You just can't have an athlete doing this, and you can't have an athlete costing you a team point after every match. And I think this has been 5 in a row or something like that. And something needed to be done, and I guess Iowa wrestling also thought something needed to be done.
Yeah, he's been very animated after matches, and I hate the word transparency, okay? I hate the word transparency. I think it's overused, but in this case, I think it's Tom Brands and the Iowa program transparent about the situation. As KJ pointed out in a tweet, they could have just sat DeSantos for that meet and not said anything about it, and nobody would have known any different. But Iowa Wrestling, and Tom Brand's out in front of it. And, yes, the guy's got to learn. These actions cost you a penalty point coming up at Oklahoma State, probably Iowa's toughest duel down the road here. It could cost him the match. And
we know that's not the reason why they're doing it. They're doing it to send a message to the young man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a part of it.
Tom Brand's statement, Austin knows his behavior on and off the mat is a reflection of this university and program, and I am very pleased with his response to this matter. I know he is eager to move forward. DeSantos saying, I want to apologize to my opponents and teammates for my actions on the mat. I know they are disrespectful, and there is no excuse. I accept the consequences of my behavior and the decision of Coach Brands, and have assured my teammates and coaches that I will better represent our team when I return.
There you go. So we'll talk about that with KJ coming up here in just a little bit. Lisa Bluder is going to be joining us as well, coming up in about 6 minutes or so. We'll talk about Iowa's win at Penn State and look ahead to what's coming up for the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600. We've got to talk about this because we not only had one, but two amazing performances in the state of Iowa last night. Former KGYM Athlete of the Week from a couple weeks ago, Nick Reed of Central City. Last night, for his Central City Wildcats in their game against East Buchanan, an overtime victory, 86-76, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Reed scored 76 points for the junior. 76. They showed a picture of the scoreboard. Mm. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. He stuffed his stat line, though. Rebounds in there, blocks, a couple of assists. Obviously, you're not going to have a lot of assists when you have 76 points, but second highest point total by an individual all time in state of Iowa basketball history, and the most in 92 years, going back to 1927. Crazy.
He's a 6'6 junior, and it wasn't like this game was a blowout. Some of those you see that are, 90-14. This game went to overtime. It was very competitive. He had 76 points, 14 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 blocks, and an assist. Probably by accident. I don't know, but that's I looked on Quick Stats today, Scott, and there's only 2 teams in Class 1A where Central City resides. Only 2 teams averaging 76 points or more in Class 1A. And he scored 76 last night. He scored 57 in December.
Yep.
In a December game. So this is not unusual. He's averaged about 30 points a game.
Great job by Nick Reed last night. That's quite impressive. And I dare say that record's going to stick at Central City for a long time. But not to be outdone, Caitlin Clark of West Des Moines Dowling had 60 last night in their win against Mason City, a good Mason City team.
I think it's not your six-player game anymore. It's five-player.
No, second most ever in five-player history since the changeover took place in the early 1990s. And, of course, Caitlin Clark, a top 10 prospect in the country, and girls basketball around the nation has still undecided as far as her college, I believe, still undecided as far as her college. There are rumors that, there are a lot of rumors out there where she's going to end up. But she had 60 last night, which probably didn't hurt recruiting.
I see 15 three-pointers, something
yes,
like that.
15 three-pointers, which was also a brand-new state of Iowa record, beating the great Ellie Ruffridge by 1 from Pocahontas area, who's now playing down at Missouri State. Mm-hmm. And those are two amazing, amazing performances last night.
Kind of seen everything this winter, haven't we?
We have seen everything this winter, including a 76-point performance last night. Of course, Iowa State, a big win last night on the road down in Norman, Oklahoma, in front of friends and family. What has happened to attendance in the Big 12 outside of Hilton Coliseum and Allen Fieldhouse. Dreadful. There were 2,000 people in Norman last night to see that game.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere was awful, but give Iowa State credit. They won that game in the first 2 minutes of the second half, and they won it with two big, big offensive rebounds in the last minute and a half of that ball game, where they got an offensive rebound and got a three-pointer for Mario Shayok.
Shayok was big, and second game in a row, actually, that he's done something similar. And it's a tired old yarn, but winning on the road is never a bad thing. And Oklahoma with a three-pointer at the buzzer to make it a one-point game. But this is another step forward for Iowa State in its quest to win a conference title.
It's going to be Iowa State or Kansas State. Huge game in the Big 12 tonight between K-State and Kansas down in Manhattan. If Kansas State can hold serve on the home court and beat Kansas, easier said than done, because they have had their problems against Kansas over the years. Everybody's had their problems against Kansas over the years, but especially K-State. But if they can pull off the win tonight against the Jayhawks, this thing's going to come down to Iowa State, Kansas mm-hmm. State, I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. At Kansas State.
And it's going to be in Manhattan, and K-State's already beat Iowa State in Ames a couple Saturdays ago. Was it Iowa State's best performance? No, but they did just enough. I don't like the fact that they're shooting 35 three-pointers a game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is just silly. Take it to the basket. Horton Tucker knows how to take it to the basket. Cam Lard knows how to take it to the basket.
He does.
That was an impressive dunk that he had last night in that particular ball game. All right, lots of things to get to. We're going to talk some wrestling, but first we're going to talk some women's college basketball. Lisa Bluter set to join us when we come back. Hawkeyes fresh off the win against the Penn State Nittany Lions last Sunday, and they'll be back home. And that will be on Thursday night to take on Michigan State before they head off to Columbus and Ohio State. Back with more after this on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At. Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
The Topgolf Swing Suite is now open at Graduate Iowa City. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Pet Mall.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Much like the song, we are back with you here in the gym class at 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock on this sleety Tuesday. Please be careful out there. Most everything canceled again tonight as far as high school basketball. Should mention as well, 1A and 2A regional wrestling also canceled tonight. And they are going to push those back to tomorrow night along with the 3As. But we're supposed to do this again tomorrow. Yeah. Fingers crossed, we are not missing bowling 2 weeks in a row, Mark Dukes.
Doubtful.
That is not going to happen. Coming up on Thursday night, it will be Iowa and Michigan State from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Second time around between those two squads. And to talk about that and all things Iowa women's basketball, the head coach of the Hawkeyes, Lisa Bluner, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday. And Lisa, I hope you got the practice in and everything's in the books, because it could get a little icy later on for that.
Yeah, it does not look good. We're done for the day, so that's good. But hopefully it's going to clear up before our game on Thursday. And we play at a weird time, 8 o'clock, a little bit later start, because it's on the Big Ten Network. But hoping that we get a great crowd in Carver, even at 8 o'clock. And I know that's difficult because it's a, you know, school night and stuff. But kids are free, and hopefully that'll be a good incentive.
You owe Michigan State one, don't you, Lisa?
I can always. What was that?
You owe Michigan State one, don't you?
We certainly do. You know, we opened up our Big Ten schedule over at Michigan State, and, you know, they have a great team. And honestly, when I look at Michigan State, they're probably one of the biggest teams in the Big Ten. They're one of the deepest teams in the Big Ten, and they kind of have one of the most talent, I think. And so this is a very tough game that we have, and a very important game for us, because we do want to level the field after losing at their place in our Big Ten opener.
Well, you got a little help, I think, to get back closer to the top as far as the Big Ten standings are concerned anyway. But if you just take care of business on your own, I guess you don't have to worry about that, right?
Well, that's true. We, you know, and we hope to do that. We've got a good remaining 8 games in our Big Ten, and 4 of them happen to be at home. And, you know, we're hosting Michigan State, and we're hosting Illinois, Northwestern, and Maryland. Top 10 team at ranked in the country. So we've got a good 4 games at our home stretch here.
Talk about Megan Gustafson having her jersey number retired, Lisa. And two-part question, has it been decided how to handle that? And if not, how would you prefer to do that?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, Gary and I are absolutely on the same page that we would like to retire Megan's jersey. This isn't something I've ever talked about with Megan, because I think that really is disruptive of a player's season when you have those type of conversations. It's the furthest from her thoughts right now. But, you know, really, it's not going to happen soon, because we're really focusing on this year. You know, it's, to me, a disservice to do it on senior day when you've got 2 other women that are outstanding Hawkeyes, and I want to represent all 3 of those women on our senior day. So, it's something that's going to happen. I just don't know when yet.
Okay.
And Megan, of course, got another honor today, named to the top 20 list for the Wooden Award. And, you know, you can't take it for granted, but it's still it's a great, great honor for her.
It is a great honor. And, you know, right now she just yesterday received her 20th Big Ten of the Week award. That's a Big Ten record. That's amazing when you think about that. Megan has been for 5 months Big Ten Player of the Week. It's an amazing accomplishment, and I have never coached a woman like Megan in my life. Somebody that is an All-American with no ego. She's confident yet humble, a great teammate. They love her. There's no jealousy, because everybody wants her to get these awards. They know that she deserves these awards, and it's just so refreshing to see. Today, you know, there's a lot of jealousies out there with kids and, you know, competing with each other. This team is all aboard Team Megan. They love her, and they want her to get all these awards that they know she deserves.
I mean, to put that into perspective, the way you put it, for 5 months she has been that's an entire season. She's been Player of the Week for an entire season.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about that. And, you know, we're not even done. We still have 4 or 5 weeks left of the Big Ten season. So, you know, I just think that, you know, I hope that she'll receive that All-American award, you know, top 10 players in America, which I think she rightfully deserves. And hopefully if she gets the Big Ten Player of the Year, that will happen.
Lisa, in my mind, I think one of the real feel-good stories on this team is Taniya Davis. You know, the injuries that she's suffered, and unless anybody's suffered an ACL or something similar, you have no idea the rehab, the doubt creeps into, can I return to what I used to be? Talk about her and that process, please.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think that Tanaya, what she's been through with back-to-back ACL tears and basically missing the last two Big Ten seasons. You know, I want her to have a great year, not only for the team, but just for her, because she deserves it. This is a kid that eats, sleeps, lives basketball. She loves the game. It's a big part of her identity, and for that to be taken away from her the last two seasons, I just think it's such a shame. You know, you don't want to see an ACL to any kid, but those kids that just, you know, it's what they are and what they do. It's even harder for me to see that. And tonight's bounced back. She's paid the price with her rehab, and she's playing with one knee brace on right now. But she's having a really nice senior year. And so extremely happy for her. And believe me, our team is that much better for having her back.
You know, for all the accolades Megan has received, and rightfully so, it is Davis and Stewart and Doyle and even Meyer and others have had their moments. This has been a team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're number one in the United States in assists. And, you know, I think we have some of the best post passers in America on our basketball team. I mean, these women make pinpoint passes. Like, sometimes we just stop the film and, like, can you believe that pass? I mean, Megan catches everything, and they know it. They have confidence in her. But they get her the ball, and that's why she is the first one to credit her teammates with their unbelievable passing and unselfish play. You know, they all have their roles, and they all buy into their roles. And so I you're right, though. Our passing is really something, and the guards are doing that job. And Hannah Stewart, you know, I said to her the other day, you know, everybody says that you know, you're lucky to play with Megan. I think Megan's pretty lucky to play with you, too.
Mm.
You know, Hannah is a nice post buddy in there. She does her job on the boards. And, you know, if they double off of Megan, she's there to take that basket and to get Megan the assist. You know, Megan had five assists. Here's our post, and she had five assists in our last game against Penn State.
Lisa Bluder joining us, Iowa women's basketball coach on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And you mentioned rebounding, and I know that that was written on top of the in the locker room going to Penn State. You guys did a much better job, and that's probably going to be one of the keys, if not the key, Thursday night against Michigan State, too.
Yeah, it really is. I think rebounding and defensive transition are two things that we really have to do a good job of in order to get a victory on Thursday night. This team rebounds very well. And, you know, sometimes you go into a game and, you know, there's, you know, two or three kids that you really got to keep off the board. With this team, there are so many people. I mean, there's like six or seven that you got to say, we got to keep this group off the boards. And they're just as a whole, and people coming off the bench rebound so well. Very athletic. And like I said, a very, very big team. I mean, they're 6'4", 6'4". And they're starting lineup, and you got a 6'1" center coming in off the bench. I mean, they're just and they're big at the guard position too. So we're going to have a lot to contend with, and we're going to have to really execute fundamentals on those box outs, and hopefully we can get some over the back calls.
I want to go back to Megan for just a minute. I've always been curious if you can take us behind the curtain a little bit, how you prepare Megan for being doubled and tripled, and the physical nature of the teams that try to what do you do in practice?
Every day we work on it. Every single day we work on the double and triple team with Megan. And, you know, we can kind of identify from scouting reports where the double is going to be coming from. And so that's what we'll focus on that week. And we use our gray squad of practice player guys that come in and they volunteer. They're guys in our at the University of Iowa, students there, and they're part of our gray squad, and they're a big part of us getting ready for our next opponents, because they have to come in and emulate Michigan State and stick to that scouting report and how Michigan State plays defense. And so, you know, that's what we work on every day is how are we going to handle the double? Because nobody just lets Megan go one-on-one.
Mm-mm.
That's never going to happen. It's never going to happen again in her career. So, okay, how do we take advantage of this double?
Like you said, eight games to go in the season, but an opportunity to get hopefully a top four seed, hopefully get to host, things like that, playing for Big Ten tournament, obviously, to get a seed and do well in that. So so many things remaining in the next month or so.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line. You know, it's you definitely want to be one of those, you know, we want to be Big Ten champs. Don't get me wrong, but the top four seeds have a real advantage in the Big Ten tournament because they get the double bye, not a single bye, but a double bye. And so then when you go in to play your first game, you're going against somebody that had to play the game before, the day before. And so for them, you know, you're preparing for, you know, two different teams that you may be playing on whoever wins, but they got to go through a game and then go through a scout that night. And so it's just a lot more difficult. And we saw that last year when we tied for third in the Big Ten, but lost by virtue of tiebreaker. So Minnesota went ahead of us and we had to play the first day of the tournament. We won. And then we go and we play Minnesota, who sat there and watched us play. We lose a 1-point game to them the next day. And you can't tell me in a 1-point game or something very close that fatigue does not come into factor.
Yeah, and hoping to avoid that coming up. And you mentioned four big home games left, including Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Big night as well. I think you've got sponsorships and themes for each of the four remaining games.
We do. And on Thursday night, we're really recognizing Black History Month and going to do some things with that during the game. And, again, kids are free. 8 o'clock, if you can't make it to Carver, we hope you watch us on the Big Ten Network or tune in on the radio, of course. Rob and Jamie do such a great job for us. But better than all that, you know, come on out to Carver Hawk Arena. It's warm in there and good ice cream, good popcorn, great entertainment. We would love to have a super crowd because that crowd gives you a home court advantage. And Michigan State, we definitely would really, really love to have a good home court advantage against them, just like they had when we went to their place.
Warm and dry, so you can't beat that in February.
Yes.
That includes Illinois and Valentine's night. And then I know a lot of people are looking forward to the Maryland game on the 17th with the Pink game. And then, of course, March 3rd with Senior Day, which should be very, very fun but very emotional as well. So best of luck Thursday night, Lisa, and thank you very much for the time. And best of luck for you and the Hawks the rest of the year.
Hey, I appreciate it. Go Hawks, and thank you guys.
All right. Lisa Bluder, head coach of the Iowa Women, joining us here on the Gym Class on a Tuesday on KGYM. 3:30, we're going to take a break, come back. KJ Pilcher will join us. We got a ton to talk about as far as high school and college wrestling is concerned. We'll do that when we come back.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Edible underpants, never classy. Edible arrangements, always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
You know what's not smart? Job boards that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Luckily, there's a smarter way to hire at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
.333 back on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Mark Ironside set to join us coming up tomorrow. We'll talk even more wrestling coming up at that time. We're going to talk KJ Pilcher right now. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And no better day to talk insurance than on a sleety day in eastern Iowa and throughout the state right there. And Kirk will help you out. Just stop on by and see him on Johnson Avenue Northwest. And with all the sleet and ice and, I don't know, I better look outside. Is there locusts coming up the driveway? I don't know. We've seen everything. we mentioned basketball off tonight. Wrestling off tonight as well, KJ. I think all the 1A and 2A meets around the state have been pushed to tomorrow, right? Yep, KJ, you there? I think we lost him. We'll try to get him back here and get KJ back. I had a great bit there with the locusts and everything going and see what happens. Hey.
That's probably why he dropped.
And please be careful out there. In all seriousness, there's a could get dicey tonight, so please be careful on the roadways.
Iowa baseball held its media day today, and the Hawkeyes have been picked to predicted to finish sixth in the Big Ten. We ask you at the Emil's Hideaway poll question, KGYMradio.com, will Iowa baseball finish higher than sixth in the Big Ten this season? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Picked to finish sixth in the Big Ten Conference.
Hi, Kyle.
There's Kyle. We'll try this again. KJ, can you hear us?
Yeah, I was a little worried. You said checking on locusts, and then you cut out on me. So I was deeply worried for you guys over there, wondering if it was coming this direction.
Well, that's about the only thing we haven't seen now. And I was asking, I believe all of the regional duels tonight have been pushed back to tomorrow. Is that correct?
I believe so. From the ones that I've seen, especially the ones involving Eastern Iowa teams, those have been.
Yeah, probably good. But we could go through this again tomorrow from what they're saying. So hopefully not, because I don't know when they're gonna have those, if it's not tonight or tomorrow night. Hey, before we get – oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's come at the absolute worst possible time for wrestling, and I know basketball's starting to run into that where they're running out of dates. And you know, this has occurred right at the time of the season where there is no leeway with the schedule, and it's unfortunate.
Very much so. Very much so. Big story today, Mark, in the world of college wrestling.
Yeah, KJ, Austin DeSanto, as you have outlined on Twitter and whatnot, Iowa announcing that he's going to be suspended for one meet. And I found it interesting that you said that Iowa really didn't have to announce this. They could have just sat him and – you know, nobody would have known anything more than that. But it sounds like Iowa wanted to get out in front of this.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think at first there's a little bit of a question is who was doing the suspension because of the way the news release was worded. But you can tell by the quote from DeSanto that he specifically says Coach Brandt's decision. So this is coming from the coaching staff. You know, that's a clue that, you know, Tom's trying to send a message not only to DeSanto, but I think to other people that says, hey, you know, we're addressing this. Trying to get out in front. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, after Rutgers, I know he didn't wrestle at Illinois. Paul Gwynn wrestled there, and then he wrestled at Northwestern. That might have been kind of a similar situation where they decided, hey, you're going to sit this duel out. Glenn's going to wrestle, and then you'll get your opportunity again. I know after the Rutgers duel, you know, Tom ran out on the mat and grabbed DeSanto when he was yelling in the face of Nick Soriano. And Tom was asked, you know, what were you telling him? And he said, you know, you can't do this. You know, we can't have this anymore. So I really think this is something that they're trying to get a point across and to let people know, hey, we're trying to deal with this. And you know, it's something that they, you know, they very well could have just sat him and not told anybody and disciplined him, you know, inside the walls of that wrestling room. And here they're letting everybody know we're not condoning what he's doing. And we're trying to take steps into getting them to realize things have got to change a little bit. But I also think there's this fine line, because DeSanto is such a high octane kind of wrestler, and he wrestles with a little bit of an edge. And if you take away all of that edge, I don't think you have the same type of competitor. Now, that doesn't mean you let him keep doing what he's doing by any means, you know. But I think they're trying to kind of balance on that line of letting him still have his edge and being excitable and pumped up and energetic, and kind of rein in those post-match outbursts.
You think the suspension is warranted?
You know, that's a tough question. You know, I always kind of think of the term, you know, you shouldn't throw rocks if you live in glass houses. And I know, you know, at a much lower scale, I act like a jack wagon at sporting events where I have and stuff that I've competed in, you know. So it's kind of hard for me personally to kind of judge. You know, there are some things that, you know, I didn't like, specifically after the Minnesota duel that he did. I don't think pushing on a guy and the face mushing is something that's needed, or even, you know, the gestures during the match. Now, I didn't see the throat slash that apparently happened afterwards to the bench, but, you know, I'm not sure. But, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, where this is three duels now where he's cost them a team point, and Iowa's already got the image of kind of wearing that black hat and being the bad guy regardless, you know, that doesn't help when you have something like this going. You know, it's an informal kind of discipline, and let's face it, it's against Maryland. You know, I think the guy coming in at 133 is like the number 71 ranked guy in the country. So it's not like he's missing a big opportunity, and it's not like this is a real huge, large punishment that we see on the surface. So probably not answering your question really well, but, you know, I think it's a minor punishment, you know, and maybe it does kind of fit the situation.
Still trying to Google jack wagon here, KJ.
That was a family-friendly term. I know people and family members that would use much harsher language to describe you.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Very good. Very good. Hey, looking back, last Saturday on sectional Saturday for the 1As and the 2As, not a lot of surprises, but always some surprises around. Don Bosco nearly had a perfect day, so I guess they got to be leading the parade in Class 1A, at least heading to District Saturday anyway. But some very interesting sectional finals. What'd you see on Saturday as a whole?
You know, I think you kind of hit 1A right on the head. You know, Don Bosco, I think it's going to come down to those three leaders in 1A, Don Bosco, Denver, and Lisbon, and how many point scores are you going to get down to Des Moines? And Don Bosco certainly looked impressive there. They advanced everybody except for their 220-pounder. And these guys are able to get down to Des Moines and score points. You know, you look at Denver with 11, and then you have Lisbon with 9. But, you know, those 9 for Lisbon, you've got 3 of them that are ranked number 1 and can put up a lot of points. So this opening weekend, those three teams, they're head and shoulders above the rest of the field, and I think they even distance themselves a little bit. further as well, going into districts and likely to get, you know, quite a few of those guys down there. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, Lisbon get 8 or 9 through, and, you know, Denver and Don Bosco getting about, you know, 9 or 10 of their own. So that's going to be a really good race between those three. You know, I was up at Manchester for the 2A sectional, and not really a lot of surprises. Like you said, not a lot of upsets there, guys staying home, but just some individual performances that, you know, you have Caleb Fesley that, you know, majored Ryan Clark, you know, two ranked wrestlers, and you've seen, you know, the center pointer Banna Sr. kind of pull away and pad his lead there, somebody that, you know, he could see each of the next three weekends. West Delaware, part of that group, they had 12 guys go through, and now they're going to run into Assumption at the districts. And, you know, some really interesting matchups with that district as well. But, you know, I think just kind of the overall team performance of those top three and 3A, and then you've got West Delaware and Solon that looked really good. You know, West Delaware had, I think, four or five champs up there in Manchester, and they had 11 through to the finals. So kind of a dominant performance, and it goes to show how strong the WOMAC is. You know, you look at what Solon was able to do at home with 12 also going through, you know, and a few championships there. So I think the WOMACs are really starting the postseason pretty strong.
They did. And I know one weight class they're going to be looking at for this week and look back on last week was 106 and 1A with Houston and Wilson. And then you throw Funk of Don Bosco in there. And Houston got Wilson, I think, last weekend. So one of those three ranked guys is not going to make it to Des Moines.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, you got the 2, 3, and I think 9 or 10 with Funk. Houston from Midland, very talented young guy. Wilson, you know, a state finalist and a 3-time state medalist. You know, he's kind of had some tough goes here lately. You know, he lost to the Underwood freshman in the finals of the Jayhawk, and you know, but this is a time of year where he really comes on. You know, he's got that experience, and Wilson is a pretty talented kid. But, you know, as you mentioned, Houston is right there with him. So it's going to be fun to see those three go at it. You know, you look at Funk, you know, your reward for winning sectionals is a state finalist in the first round just to get into the district final. So, you know, that's kind of tough for that. You know, there are a few upsets at Pleasantville as well. One of the things that you're going to see, you talk about those ranked matchups, at 138 in the Montezuma district, you're going to have top-ranked Kobe Seabrick of Lisbon against number 9 Dominic DeCesar from Martinsdale St. Mary's in the first round. You know, and those are two guys that certainly could be on the podium, you know, in Des Moines, but one of them is, you know, going to be fighting just to get third and maybe a chance for a wrestle back, you know, after the first round there at districts. So, you know, you see, you're going to see that a little bit no matter where you go, but, you know, that Jessup district, in addition to 106, you know, you've got three ranked wrestlers at 132 with Easton Larson of Don Bosco, Heath Moyer of North Lynn. They're ranked 6th and 7th respectively. And then Nolan Noonan of Cascade, that's 9th that Moyer beat in the finals at sectional. So you got those three battling out for two spots. And then you know, at 195. Owen Grover, top Kanan Morris, Grover from Beckman, a returning state medalist, and Morris from Auvernette, that's ranked eighth, Grover third, and you throw them in the hopper with Bryce Sherris, who's ranked number four from Don Bosco, and you know, you've got three quality wrestlers in 1A at that weight class, and one of them's going to be buying a ticket to get into Wells Fargo.
In Class 3A on Saturday, KJ, at Epworth, there's five metro area teams there with Dubuque Schools and the host team, and then at Prairie, you've got Prairie, the Iowa City Schools. In those, at those two sites, who do you expect to make hay?
You know, I think both of them are really fun districts to watch. You know, both have 19 ranked wrestlers. Now, that can change a little bit because I think the predicament in Wyatt will publish their last set of 3A rankings. But at this point, both have 19 ranked wrestlers. You know, Western Dubuque has had a strong season. You know, you've got three teams, I think, that finished in the top five or six at the MVC in this field at Epworth. You know, I look at Kennedy and Western Dubuque really being able to do pretty well here. You know, you've got Lamar that's got a handful of guys that have been their kind of bread and butter all year long that could get through as well and be wrestling down Des Moines. And, you know, the upper weights in this district at Epworth, it's just going to be one meat grinder of a tournament. You look at 170, 182, 220 that have three guys that have ranked or have been ranked. You know, this season at 170, Jake Hosh and Ryan Plummer are ranked fifth and sixth. Hosh from Western Dubuque beat Plummer in the finals at the MVC meet. Then you have number 10, Kent Craigenbrink from Dubuque Hempstead in the mix as well. You know, at 182, top-ranked Jacob Wimpin from Linmar, and number 3, Devin Ludwig at Western Dubuque. You know, they had a battle, probably one of the more entertaining matches of the MVC finals down at Iowa City West, you know, a little over a week ago. And they're in the district with Cale Knox from Kennedy, certainly a very capable wrestler, but he's unranked. So you got three guys that, you know, again, like we said, three guys that could medal down in Des Moines. Two of them are only going to get a go. And then at 220, you've got number 3, Tanner Schultz of Linmar. Number 4, Jason Simon, wrestler of Western Dubuque. Number 7, Cam Jones of Kennedy. Jones, the MVC champ. He's wrestled, him and Schultz have wrestled twice in the last 2 weeks. Jones coming away with victories. You know, but there are ones that Schultz, you certainly could see him being able to pull it out. So you just don't know what you're going to get out of those, and should be fun. And then at Prairie, you know, I think things are real favorable for the Prairie Hawks and for Iowa City High there at Prairie to do well. Again, 19 wrestlers in that field as well. You look at 120, where you've got the outstanding freshman from Iowa City West, Hunter Garvin, that's ranked second. Cale Scranton from Clear Creek Amana, that's ranked eighth, and Garrett Borman of City High, that's ranked ninth. Kind of different seeing Clear Creek Amana wrestling in 3A, but they have a couple of ranked wrestlers that'll, you know, have a shot of qualifying down at state. But, you know, you've got about six good shots from Prairie, possibly seven to move on. Iowa City High is right in there as well, you know, with a handful. You know, and of course, Conrad Braswell, you know, I talked about him before being a four-time MVC champion and joining in that elite group. And, you know, he's somebody that certainly is kind of leading the way at 132 here, get down to Des Moines, looking for his fourth state medal as well.
Yeah, some good stuff right there, and should be interesting. And, yeah, before we let you go, Kennedy wins the MVC Super Meet. I think first time, Coach Hienick said, since they've gone to this particular conference alignment anyway. And Cougars also winning a division championship. And then he had a three-way tie based on what happened last Saturday morning when a lot of people were sleeping or doing whatever they were doing and when Western Dubuque came down and wrestled Prairie in a makeup.
Yeah, you know, and not only for Kennedy, you know, you get the division title and the super meet title, but I believe their JV won the JV conference tournament as well. I know not, you know, something really on a lot of people's radar, but that just kind of shows you that, you know, they've got their depth as well. And the interesting thing with Prairie and Western Dubuque is, you know, that the last duel that was scheduled for Thursday, they got pushed to Saturday, was for the division title. They finished in a three-way tie with Cedar Falls, who beat Western Dubuque like in the first duel of the year. And of course, everybody knows Western Dubuque had a deep run in the football playoffs, so I doubt they were really at full strength there, because I think they beat Cedar Falls two other times in tournament competition. But they turn around and possibly can face each other tomorrow, weather permitting, in the finals of the regional duels.
Yep.
And, you know, you're looking at facing somebody twice in a matter of like 5 days. And, of course, with the state duels berth on the line, I know both teams, you know, feel really good about where they're at. Prairie felt that that was a duel they could have won and could turn things around. And I know Western Dubuque has confidence after just getting that big win on Saturday. So it could be interesting. And, of course, you throw Iowa City High in there. It's probably the most balanced regional duel in 3A that you have, with three teams that I think finished 2, 3, 4 in the MVC Super Meet. So that tells you a lot about just how tight and strong and balanced those three teams are.
Yeah. Hey, KJ, got to run. Appreciate it. Enjoy all the wrestling, and we will talk to you soon, man.
Sounds good. Try to get home safe and avoid those locusts.
There you go. Thank you. Good sage advice right there from KJ Pilcher. All right. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, KJ's Twitter account. 3:55, we need to take a break, and we've got today's edition, your chance to win from Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, a $50 gift card. You can find all sorts of garden supplies, plus anything from cozy slippers to unique gifts at Culver's. We're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Back to wrap it up. Let you know who our winner is after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Congratulations going out to Bill from Marion. He won't have far to go. Culver's is located on the east end of Marion on Highway 151. Stop on by for all your Valentine's Day needs. We'll have another $50 gift card from Culver's coming up for you tomorrow. Also, Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow. one more time with the Emil's Hideaway poll question.
Indeed, as Iowa held its baseball media day today, question is, will Iowa baseball finish higher than sixth in the Big Ten this season? Yes or no?
It's pretty much in the upper half since Wisconsin does not have a baseball program.
Correct.
So 13 Big Ten teams involved in Big Ten baseball. Well, we got the Cyclone Call-In Show tonight at its regular time of 7 o'clock for you on 1600 AM. No basketball coming your way tonight due to the sleet and the ice. Please be careful out there. Take a little extra time. Give yourself extra room between you and your neighbor on the roadway. Stay tuned. Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. Have a good night.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card.
And I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard.
With me, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up.
Hey, that's the same with me.
And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations?
Yeah, and I can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Oh, I like you already.
At Shell, it's all about saving. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi with the latest on All-NBA center Anthony Davis. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports Lakers president Magic Johnson wants the Pelicans to start offering counterproposals to offers on Davis, threatening to end talks unless New Orleans shows a willingness to engage in a back-and-forth on reaching a deal. LA's added Josh Hart and Ivica Zubac to the package that also includes Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo